that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Have our hands at opening key moves, do we?
They don't have pheasant.
No.
Not yet.
No.
So we did.
No.
But not at all?
No.
So there's no good point in a brace of pheasants then?
Only if you'd wish to eat them.
I saw them going by a minute or two ago. Where it was.
They said there was a bad accident on the way home last night. Yesterday, just before he came to Ely. Police turned them back, they had to go through Cottenham and all different villages. There's fire engines. Ambulances, God knows what, the hell of a road. Line of traffic, and the police come down and said there'd be an hour to an hour and a half delay if you want to wait, otherwise we advise you to turn round and go about so and so route this.
Yeah.
Which is what they did.
I think we'll go to Mum's first. I know you showed me. We'll go to Mum's first.
Yeah.
And see whether she wants to go uptown.
Yeah.
She may sort of want to go uptown and go shopping.
Sweet.
So we'll go to Mum's first, see whether she wants to go uptown.
See how she is.
See how she is. If she doesn't want to go uptown,
we won't wait and we'll go.
We won't wait, we'll go straight uptown.
Yeah, and drop there. Car's been alright anyway, so it's just been a little hiccup.
I think it's just a bit of muck or something in there that just clogged it. No, she's fine, she's cleared it and it's running alright.
Not today, car, keep going. Not on a Monday, even though we're on holiday. Unless Stewie talks me into going this evening. But I don't think he'd be able to. I thought you'd gone quiet with a grin on your face. No, not tonight, no maybes. They won't even be there. It might not even be open because they don't sometimes on a Monday. It'd like to be somewhere nice then. You'll have to talk me into it. See, that won't be hard. I can always talk her into it. Well, I'll stay and have my bath between 8 and 9 and you can go and have a drink. No, I don't think we'll be going out this evening.
Accelerator is the one on the right side.
He is an old gentleman here, and he isn't in any hurry whatsoever.
Well, he was slowing down then. There we go. Oh, he's found the accelerator. Bloody hell. He's found it. He realises which one it is. Bloody hell. He's getting too fast now.
Won't be up to 30.
No. We're actually going to look, I hope I forgot, we were going 45, we're now back to 40 now.
Perhaps she's told him he's going too fast. Slow down. It's a 40 mile an hour zone anywhere, so he's in the right and you're in the wrong anywhere.
It is not a 40 mile an hour zone, so you're in the wrong.
What, when you're getting into town?
Not there, it's still 60.
Well.
The D limit zone starts there at 30.
Perhaps it won't go more than that.
So I'm now within the limit.
So normally you are way past the limit. Because you don't usually go as slow as this even round here. Something like that.
No, I'm not all that far. 35. He's speeding now.
You're not too fast!
Brakes.
You would be old one day. Just think when you were a little old man sitting behind the wheel.
I am old. I am old.
What, 33? Well, one day you'll be about 80, dear, and you'll be the one sat there and someone saying, bloody hell, the old codger behind the wheel. Only I won't be around to live to see it. What, when you're 80 odd? I doubt it, dear. I think I'm pretty confident on that one. When you're 80, I should be 95 and... I don't think I'd be going shopping anywhere.
Never know, dear. You may be a very, very fit 95.
Well, one's got to go and definitely have an operation. It could be before Christmas. Stop packing for Friday on the way to her mum. Rita's mum. She's told him just in so much pain she wants him doing. So he's going to get in as soon as possible. Should be in 6 days and probably off a few weeks after when she gets home. It's an operation on her neck and shoulder. To release the nerve. They went. So. You just told them to work and do what they will with it. strange mood today. Now you want to run over a few cyclists? Well, there's an old lady and man there. I mean, why not pick them? Shame about that bungalow next door, but one, because that'd be a nice bungalow, but it's not very lovely. They don't look after it very well. Oh dear, they can't get the stuff up the stairs. They got a wardrobe like ours, and now, well, no, it isn't. It's a combination one. It's having to go up through the window. Let's hope they don't drop it. One with showers and gentleman's wardrobe. Is it going to get through the window anyway?
Not now the window's shut. Oh dear. I'm going in my hand, but I do not like ladders. It's fun, isn't it? Shall we take photographs? Get the camera out.
And the chap next door is finding it very amusing.
I think everybody's finding it very amusing at the moment.
It's not going to go through that window anyway, is it?
Well, it's going to be a tight old squeeze. What can it take it through the back door and up the stairs?
Perhaps it's a... You don't know where the stairs and what kind of stairs it is. But them kind of doing it's usually come to bits. Ours does. Just Rita assembled it for us. Certainly on his phone. Sat here watching him. Quite interesting. It would be if it fell, would it? Well, then you would laugh, I should think, knowing you. Stewards. Do you think you could just open the door for me, please?
Come on, get up, you lazy bugger! What time of day do you think you call this?
The old man or the young man?
The elder gentleman.
Well, you know him.
Probably his father.
too bad.
Not 100%
What
either.
was that
Yeah.
mean?
Have you rung the doctor?
Tried to.
Can't get through.
No. But they neither.
We've only popped in to see whether you would like a lift into town right before we go, rather than go into town and then come back, just in case you want to.
We're going into town for a little while.
No,
I
don't want anything up there.
Shopping or something like that.
Well, I went one thing, but no, I'm gonna, I don't know, I don't feel like it.
And
Do you know
a
what I
innkeeper.
mean?
Of course not.
I don't, I've made the shepherd's pie.
What with?
A shepherd.
Shepherd.
Yes, I've got the carrots here.
No,
but
I got some. I had
oh.
some.
Oh.
I had some out there. I found. Yeah, there is some out there. They were all right, so I boiled them up. They're all right.
I told you to leave it and I'll do it.
Huh? No,
you don't
that's
look
all right.
well. You're not right. I can see because you don't look well.
Eh?
You don't
No,
look
I don't
well.
feel all right now. I'm all right, but I'm not. You know, I don't feel myself. Anyway, I can't get through. Anyway, I'll try. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's
while we're
worrying.
Up town, I shall go around there. You can drop me and I'll make an appointment there while we're there.
Well, it's getting up there.
Who do you want? Don't talk around, if
no,
possible.
It doesn't matter. I'll keep falling.
No,
there's
be
no
a
hurry. I mean, to start with, Sheila's coming over tomorrow. I can't go tomorrow, I really can't.
What?
Tomorrow
she should
night
go
yet.
With you.
And Vera phoned this morning, Joe phoned this morning, you know. I think he wanted me to go around, but anyway, I've made arrangements to go around to see Vera on Friday afternoon. You know. And they went out to, where was it, the King of Hearts yesterday. She thought they would do a special lunch, you know. They didn't.
Oh,
she said she'd be there, 12 of them. Are they? I mean, Winton family went, Wendy and that lot. And she, you had to, it was a la carte, you got to
bomb.
They don't do special ones out there. I mean, most places do,
yeah,
don't
on Sunday they do.
Sunday lunch,
like
6 quid, you know,
yeah.
That kind of thing.
Mm.
Don't they? But they didn't. She said, you had to pay a la carte.
We are
finished. Oh, you watch it. We're going. It's all right. I'll see you later on. It's on again at 5:30.
We're popping in the dirt urgent.
Some of the rubbish anyway. Absolute rubbish.
We've got these dirt urgents, but we thought we'd pop in to see how you were and
yeah, well,
see
all
if
right.
you want anything.
No, I've slept all right. No, I feel all right. And you know, just I don't know. I'm not quite myself, am I? I don't feel very energetic. I should be all right now after good sleep, you know. Oh man, I can't think of anything I want to get one top to really. Nothing particular.
Oh, yeah,
very nice, thank you very much.
Washing pad or big bulky stuff that's difficult to walk back from town, but that was all.
Well, I did that the other day.
Struggled with it.
Oh, it's a mince meat.
You can still put it down if you want.
Yeah.
A bit of fresh ash.
They like it still.
Yeah. Don't mind.
You want some mincemeat?
Well, yeah, no, but there's light bulbs and I mean, I can make a list out, but it doesn't matter. I can get that tomorrow if I come up to tomorrow. You know, I'll be up to time.
Here's the thought to say okay.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Because you did say that you'd like to have
yeah.
rainbows on or something with the car at least.
Yeah, but
there's nothing you want.
Well, I can't think. To meet a list out, you know, but, you know, I can't really think of anything that's, you know, as I say, I've got some frozen cat food and we get some dry cat food. Yeah, you will. Oh, if I start thinking, I'll
start
thinking, we'll soon get them, save your carriage tomorrow.
You're
going to
be in that in the horse there
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, because I might not go up, you know, I'll see what Sheila says.
Sheila's feel
like
walking
around
the town
tomorrow. I'll tell you what, I'm all right, but I feel a bit dizzy. You know, I feel as if I'm a bit...
He's not really.
No, I'm all right, I mean, I feel fine. I mean, I'm sorry, I took a couple of parts, you know, a bit of the head, but I feel a bit dizzy, you know. As if I'm needing new glasses or something, you know. That's how I feel.
A change of eyeballs.
Yeah, moving eyeballs around, yeah. I am, Mummy, I'm alright. I'll be alright. But that's just how I feel. I feel a bit kind of headachy. Yeah. But I will go and have a check-up. I'll try again. It's bloody like. Is it, I mean,
lunchtime, I think.
Bread? No, it's, I've been trying all morning.
You
handle
it.
We will go in and do
it. I'll tell you what I said. I just thought to myself, I'll get on because she'll think I haven't done it. I knew I'd be in trouble.
We'll call in. That'd be better than phoning. At least then you know you're going to get there.
Appointment. What, for tomorrow, if possible?
Whenever you like, it's not a matter of bothers, when we'll see, you know.
If you can't get in Dr. Warren, I'll try and get in Dr.
It's getting up there as well. I'm going to spend some energy to what up there doing.
We'll make it in the morning, one morning, and then
we can come
and
back
and take you up.
What are you on this week? You're on Leeds this week.
Yeah. 2 till when?
Huh?
2 till when?
2 till when, yeah. I'll try again.
No, don't bother. Sit.
We'll call in.
We'll call in.
Well, I mean, it's not an emergency,
no,
is it? Just say that I had a bit of a bit and I'd like a check over, that's all. Just say that to me, if you want. Alright? Where's the state agency anyway you're going to? There's,
in the horse.
Do you get one of these, Anne?
Sometimes.
Oh, you remember you were on about yesterday about the services?
Oh,
they're all there.
Services
they're all there.
The
whole lot.
I just want the carol service. I don't like the carol service.
If you get some drug, I can get that up there anyway.
We'll get it in town,
we're going to be in the horse mess.
We're going
to
be in.
Oh, there's a police station, isn't there? Is there?
Yeah, where's the horse fair?
Eh?
We're going to horse fair.
June's
oh,
anywhere.
you're going to Gateway. Oh,
well, anyway. We're in town, just in town. Doesn't matter where we go, does it?
Well, you can get. I'm going to make mince pie.
Budgie food. Do you want any budgie food? Millet.
No,
cheap.
No, we've got all that. No. Yeah, a couple of light bulbs.
Yeah.
I'll write it down.
What's the matter if we need it?
Eh? I'll give you some money. Light bulbs, mincemeat, because that is a bit heavy to carry, isn't it? I think they're about £2.
You want £2?
Well, yeah, I might as well. I'll make the mincemeat that I mince pie this and give you some, and I'll save you two the money.
Mm-hmm. When are you going to make your mince pie?
Anytime.
Not today.
Not today, why?
Because he'll eat them, he'd be stood there waiting and coming out of the blooming oven. Mum, don't feel like making mince pies today.
Well, you'll have to.
I'll make you some at home.
Don't
I've got some mince meat at home.
To use that.
Don't forget to get a cooking apple to go in the mince meat. What did he say?
Don't forget to get a cooking apple to put in the mince meat.
I've got some cooking apples out there. Well, I could hit them. Why doesn't he make your own bloody mincemeat?
Yeah, because I make the pastry.
If you make pastry, fair enough, I can do the rest, but I can't make pastry.
Have you got pie that you have, little thing? With the dry cat food.
Dry cat food, like all the mincemeat we're up to today, though.
Eh?
Mushroom ketchup.
No, I've got some. That's alright.
What about flour and things? Are you getting the flour if you can?
You going to make some flowers?
Oh, well, I haven't got that, but I'm not going to make them yet, am
I?
I
know, but
you
have to bring it home, won't you?
We might as well buy a bag
of
flour and
then
to
carry home
here. Go and have a look, see what you got.
Well, it might as well, mightn't you?
Yeah, right.
At least you won't have to carry it, at least we've got the car and we can carry it between us, there's no problem. You're not feeling up to it as well. Lard?
flour and things like that that's heavy.
Well, you can buy it.
And you can eat all meat.
Well, so you buy 3 pounds of flour and 2 pounds of mince meat in a jar.
Yeah.
And cat food and...
It doesn't sound a lot of weight, but...
No, I know. Time you get back here, it is.
Yeah.
And I'm not being horrible. If she gets it tomorrow, Sheila's not all that good at carrying bags of shopping either, is she?
Yeah, well, we've got the car, though, we might as well get the lot.
I'm alright tonight.
Yeah?
I'm just about alright. So I'll be back, I'll be alright.
I see.
Just about.
Just about.
Risk it. Fingers crossed.
Well, not want to.
I do very much.
Well, shall we buy you just as a treat?
Well, it's still dinner and the ready. Did you realise this conversation is being turned, darling?
I don't mind.
That wine comes.
Special offer at the moment.
What is?
Special offer in Gateways.
Where?
Special offer in Gateways.
Right,
you need
a jar of
Maxwell House.
Large jar of Maxwell House and 3 free packs of mini hobnobs.
You get hobnobs free with them.
Yeah. That might not cover it. Anyway, that's.
But if it doesn't, we'll.
What, £20? Don't they? That'll cover it.
Oh, with cigarettes on it, you need.
Special offer on a big jar of coffee. You wouldn't marry a big jar of coffee?
Well, anyways, get what you think. I'm not
you. No, I'm just thinking of you, love.
You sure I'll try this?
No, we'll do that as well.
And I'll need this, there's just a teeny little drop of oil in the mince, and I poured the fat off after I'd done it, and I didn't put any butter in the potato, so that it wouldn't.
So there's butter in the other potato.
Yeah, I know, but that's in the.
Not that much.
Only a little bit, anyway. Right.
Okay.
So I made it as skinny as I could. Thanks for coming up. Maybe I should come.
Bloody.
Do you want a basket? Do you want a basket? Do you want a thing?
I think we'd better.
You better get a thing.
Mince pie she wants to get, do you?
Mince meat. Oh, okay,
flour.
I'm not sticky
and
mince. I'm not thinking it, am I? Mince pies, you're talking about mince
meat. Mr. Kipling mince pies?
Yeah, six for about
£1. That's it.
If you have a look at them, and you wouldn't, you'd
you
eat
wouldn't
them.
It. I was
you'd
say
eat them before, what? Two
months?
Yeah.
You'd have them eaten by tea time.
Yeah. You would.
Definitely.
I said, I think life is going to change, Anne. Life is going to change for me, well, as I say, home, but I'm going to see a lot more of the year.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah, of course it will. Oh, they're nice. Not pleased, but I can tell.
Have a trip to London.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but I can see. It was Joe on the phone, you know, how are you, buggy, he said, you know. And he said, I've got the photographs that they took on Friday. I said, oh, all right. He said, yeah, I'll have to come around and see.
Well, they found out what that photographer was for.
Oh, no, I I'll have to phone home for that.
Yeah.
Peter didn't know, Joe didn't know. He said, he said, when can you come round? Is that? I said, how is she? She said, oh, she's sitting here with her feet up, drinking coffee and tea, Maria. That's the way. I said to her, and she came on the phone. I was ages on the phone. And she said, I said, Vera, just treat it as if it's a day off. And that's true,
yeah.
Think of it like that. Anyway, she said, I said, well, I can't come to work. She's going. I said, Wednesday. And I thought, no, I know. How about Thursday? Because I've got to go do the bar on Thursday night. She said, all right, come right, I've got to go around for my tea. I have to go round and have my dinner with, you know, tea with them. I've got to go round early in the afternoon and
stop the remainder.
Yeah. So then I'll ask her round here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, as I say, she's got a few things to do today. There you have it, Anne.
Yeah, lovely.
There you have it. That's it. That's it.
That's it.
Anything else?
Well, where are you off to now?
Town, mother.
I know.
Estate agents, Gateway, doctors.
What are you going to do with the estate agents then?
We're going to
buy the house, mother.
Yes, I know, but I thought you had to wait till you get this quote from...
As long as we tell them we definitely want it.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah. We talked about it and that's what he wants to do, so that's what we're going to do.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I won't put this can go in the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Can you warm that in the microwave?
Round under the grill.
Stick it under the grill to round the top.
Right.
We'll be back before.
Yeah, we'll be
back
long.
We'll be back to tea, afternoon tea. Alright? So we'll have.
Yeah, tell you what, not many tea bags.
Well, I better bring some of them.
Yeah, I'll bring some. All right,
yeah.
So we can come back. We'll have afternoons and we'll have Scotch pancakes.
Don't, because you'll like them. Start making you something.
Yeah, I think I will.
No, you won't. You're not well enough. You just sit in a chair. There's some cake in the tin if you want a bit of cake. Not for Thursday.
No, because Mum's going. She's going to Vera's.
Yeah.
We'll try and make it in the morning.
Then we can take you up there then.
About dinner time, and then we
can take you up and then go straight to work then, you see.
We can go to work or we can.
Yeah. Any day but Thursday.
Yeah, alright.
Right.
well, does she?
No, not quite right. Not right.
She ought to have. Have a check-up. Better to have a check-up and it be nothing than just keep hanging on saying it'll go away and it doesn't, it just gets worse. Yes?
Bathroom shop now.
Yep.
The looks of it.
Looks like it.
Or just starting work, darling.
Unlucky for them.
Yep. Nice for us.
But on the other hand, tomorrow it will be...
Oh, shut up tomorrow. We've got 24 hours yet, dear. Lot of cars for a Monday. Oh, plenty of room up here.
Yeah.
Oh. Across that way anyway,
yeah.
At this end.
Not around the corner. Don't matter, does it?
No, quite happy wherever. They all squash the nearest one to the exit. Don't they?
Shall I back in or shall I? Yeah, I'll back in, I'll be awkward.
Where's that car belong?
Ferrand.
15 4 RF 47
Yeah.
Not English.
Not English. French registration number. How's that? Will that do it?
That one do me fine, though.
Near enough.
GW happy body warmer walking up there. He's probably had enough of you.
Probably. No, we want to make definite moves.
Right,
mm-hmm.
We want to go in for the
shopping. We want to make a definite start as to find properly.
Right, which one?
Number seven.
Seven Drive Villas.
Seven Drive Villas.
Yes.
Right, still top flat there.
There's some sort of a package or something,
it,
we don't know what we're doing.
So you'll have to put me right, but... If we don't make a move now, we might lose it, so definitely have to start.
That's somewhere, haven't we?
Yeah.
Can
you
make a key card?
Okay. Right, well, it's on the market for
$29.95.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if Jill spoke to you, but the vendor's obviously going to be flexible. It really depends on which way you prefer it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want him to, for example, take the face, different things, whatever. Whatever. I mean, it basically is what you're looking for.
Mm.
You will tailor it to whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's up to you.
You'd say you'd not have it reduced,
have
it?
Well, I thought the best idea would be to have the mortgage at the full price.
Full $29.95,
yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then go for some package or other with these or carpets
or something like that.
Or something like that.
Okay,
whatever.
So what if we... discussing this with Jill actually on Saturday. The thing that I thought of, what if, for example, the vendor makes £1,000 allowance for carpets,
uh-huh.
which should be about enough on the
floor. Oh, plenty.
It's only
living room,
bedroom and hall.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Yeah, kitchen
with
the line.
Bathroom, yeah, I'd rather have vinyl down on
yeah.
in the kitchen.
So if you take £1,000 allowance,
mm-hmm.
and ask him why, in between exchange.